Today is Monday, the 22nd of July, the feast of St. Mary Magdalene, in the 16th week of ordinary time. Noreen Neerine, with the monks of Glenstall Abbey, sings Antishari, a song in Irish, telling the story of the discovery of the empty tomb and proclaiming the resurrection. As you begin to pray today, listen to the joy, the deep desire expressed in this music to share the good news of the resurrection, to share the hope and the joy that it brings. Today's reading is from the Gospel of John, which today we will only hear once.
Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there. But she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? For whom are you looking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabuni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." and she told them that he had said these things to her.
Today's passage from Scripture describes one of the most meaningful encounters of the Gospels. Place yourself in the scene to witness and to share in the experience of Mary Magdalene, leading to the joy of encountering the risen Christ. Picture the garden where the tomb is located. It is early morning, and the light is just beginning to pierce the darkness. Colour has not yet entered the day. Perhaps this might remind you of the solemn reason for this journey. What feelings are stirred within you as Mary approaches the tomb? She is alone. The tragedy of the past days now made worse by this new discovery of an empty tomb. In her despair, Mary calls on those who also love the Lord: Simon Peter and the disciple whom Jesus loved. Have there been times when you have shared moments of sadness and loss in this way? And then, hear his voice. Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for? How does Jesus sound to you here? Feel the profound shift in her emotions when Jesus calls her by her name. Mary. Feel her grief transform into recognition, joy, and astonishment. What does this look like for you? Mary Magdalene seeks Jesus with a heart full of love and devotion. Consider your own moments of seeking God, especially in times of darkness or confusion. Reflect on how God has been revealed to you in unexpected ways and moments. How have you experienced the Lord's presence in your life, especially in moments of despair? I have seen the Lord. Take this time with the Lord to be comforted by his presence and to speak to him of all that is in your heart. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.